It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are in our final hour of Quinn and Chris today, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Scraby. Brayden Soprenant with me here for the rest of the show. Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready for the game tonight. Game one between the Padres and the Dodgers up there at Dodger Stadium. Chrisello on vacation. He will be back next week. And I'm going to start this hour off. By the way, we're going to talk to Sam Levitt as well at around 5:40. He is up at Dodger Stadium, so we're going to check in with him. But I'm going to start with some good, positive stats. And that would be Fernando Tatis Jr. at Dodger Stadium, because if you don't know, he has a plaque there for having one of the longest home runs in Dodger Stadium history. But he's also been very good at Dodger Stadium in 130 plate appearances and basically 31 games. He's hitting .314. He has a .981 OPS. He has 11 home runs, 22 RBIs, 8 walks, and he has, let's see here, no triples, 4 doubles. Basically, Fernando Tatis Jr. likes hitting at Dodger Stadium, so that's a good thing for us to have going into tonight's game, Brayden.
Yeah, should be, and I'm looking forward to this game. I like the lineup the Padres put out there tonight, you know, with Tatis batting in the two-hole, got Profar batting third, Arise at the top. I mean, this is where it gets fun in Major League Baseball. As last week, it's going to come down to the last couple of days to determine playoff seeding and playoff clinching, but for the Padres, take care of business tonight. Get yourself in the playoffs. Pop the champagne tonight at Dodger Stadium.
Pop bottles.
And then think about the next 2 days and trying to potentially put some pressure on the Dodgers before they go to Colorado to try to win a division championship. But got to control what you got to control the controllables that you can control. Go out there, get the dub tonight, and not have to worry about as much going into this weekend. You know, in Arizona, get that playoff ticket punched as soon
just
as possible.
It. Yeah, another good stat for Fernando at Dodger Stadium. Out of all the stadiums, obviously he's hit the most home runs at Petco Park, second most home runs at Dodger Stadium, third most RBIs in his career at Dodger Stadium. So again, he really likes to hit at Dodger Stadium. It's going to be Michael King tonight against Landon Knack. Now here's a not so good stat that I'm going to tell you about: Shohei Ohtani versus Michael King. They haven't really faced each other that much because Michael King's only been in the National League West here for one season, but 12 plate appearances, .417 batting average, 1.250 OPS, and 3 home runs. No, I'm sorry, the OPS is even higher than that. So Shohei Ohtani is someone, I mean, how do they attack him tonight? Do they pitch around him? Do they just go right at him? I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I would like to see Michael King go right at him. I know that Michael King has the confidence to do that, but he's one of the most dangerous hitters in baseball.
Yeah, he's one of the most dangerous hitters, obviously, in baseball, definitely in that lineup. And, you know, I don't know what necessarily you do. I mean, I wouldn't really try to avoid him too much. I can't imagine them trying to you know, walk him to
just
start
intentionally
the game.
Because
if you intentionally walk him, he'll end up at third base in two pitches.
He will.
With the amount of stolen bases that he has had. So go after him and, you know, take your chances. Remember, when Michael King made a start at Dodger Stadium earlier in the year, even though he got shelled, the Padres ended up coming back to win that game. They've had a lot of success against L.A. this year, so we'll see what Michael King's got. I know he's thrown his most innings he has ever thrown in his career in a single season. These are all playoff games. Regular season ended on Sunday. We're in playoff mode now, and now's a good opportunity to see what Michael King's got and at this part in the year when you start putting together your playoff rotation.
12-9 record for Michael King this year, 3.04 ERA, 198 Ks. And Michael King, the start you're talking about back at Dodger Stadium when he got shelled, but they ended up winning, believe that went to extra innings. And I believe Jackson Merrill kind of made his first foray into saving the Padres and doing great things for the Padres. I think he shot one through the 5.5 hole.
He did. Absolutely. And that's part of that comeback, which was great to watch.
It was. Now, AJ Cassaville put out an MLB.com article, and it's about the Padres' potential postseason rotation plan in 2024. And I've talked about this a couple times, but, you know, I think in a wild card series, it's going to be Cease, Darvish, and Musgrove. But you do have other guys that could start if you needed it, like Michael King could definitely be one of those three. Let's talk about Martin Perez, because he has been incredible for the Padres. In the month of September, only three starts, but 1.08 ERA in the month of September. In August, he had a 3.41 ERA, but he also won two games. Martin Perez came from the Pirates. He was having a pretty mediocre year, pedestrian year with the Pirates. Comes to the Padres, and he's now one of those guys that, when they get through the rotation, he's not an easy pitcher for teams to face.
No, he's not, but I think he's probably going to end up in the bullpen when it comes to the rotation. I know on the roundtable they discussed potentially starting Michael King in the first game and kind of mixing it up. I don't think you really need to mix it up that much. I think you go with Yu Darvish and Dylan Cease in one of the first two games. I think you go with Joe, especially in a game three, if it has to be a winner take all in the wild card. There's nobody I'd rather have out there than the San Diego kid representing his city to go out, because you know you're going to get everything and more out of Joe Musgrove in a situation like that. And then, you know, you go down the list of potential other spots, but I like putting the rotation together like that. I think you need experience. I think you need veteran experience to factor in as part of this starting rotation in the postseason. And I think you can use Michael King in the bullpen. I think you can use Martin Perez in the bullpen as well. And if you got to get to a game four, look, you're way better situation with either of those two players than you are in 2022 with Mike Clevenger and Sean Manaea. I mean, you're in a way better spot. So go with the vets. The vets have experience. They understand. They've been on the big stage before. They've pitched in big games. They've pitched in postseason games. Go with Dylan Cease. Go with Yu Darvish. Go with the guys that got you here. Don't try to reinvent the wheel or overcomplicate things. And then when you got Michael King in game four, you're all dialed in. If you need to use Martin Perez out of the bullpen or Michael King out of the bullpen, they got experience doing that with long relief. You got a lot of great problems on your hands. I mean, these are all problems that are that I think a lot of teams in Major League Baseball wish they had.
Yeah, I guarantee you they wish they had that. But you're right. I mean, 2022, thinking back to that year, and shameless plug for 12 Games in October, it's a podcast where I did a podcast, one episode for each game in the playoffs of 2022. But I was going through it a couple weekends ago, and there were so many pitchers that I didn't even realize that the Padres had back then. I don't even know how they made it to the NLCS with the kind of staff that they had, because it was basically Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove, and that was about it for them. But somehow they made it through. Somehow they did. And this year, they're stacked. I mean, they got a good bullpen. They have a good starting rotation. They have a good lineup. I just saw on the chat, the YouTube chat, if you want to watch us on YouTube, just search 97.3 The Fan in YouTube. Chris said, Eric Hosmer's podcast had Toddy talking about crushing that baseball at Dodger Stadium. That's where he said he was pissed off missing the playoffs, so he took out his frustration on that home run. It's I want to see it again. I want to see Fernando Tatis Jr. just crush a couple baseballs at Dodger Stadium. But really, is this a warm-up for the postseason? Or are we just taking these as just another three games, regular season
games? These are playoff games. You're playing playoff teams. You got to, you know, you're trying to still win. And in that clubhouse, they still believe they can win the division. I mean, math is telling me that it's going to be very, very difficult. But if you take it one game at a time, you know, and see what happens, the one thing that math doesn't factor in is pressure. And if you get game one against the Dodgers and you pop your champagne because you're going to the postseason, and you start going after them again in game two, you know, all of a sudden, midway through game two, they're going to start feeling the pressure about, you know, being the big dog all the time and being the big brother and dealing with the little brother coming up and trying to take what they have just had as theirs for years and years and years. You put the pressure on them, all of a sudden things start to change. And we know about the Dodgers handling pressure. Just look at their postseason experience.
What happens, Braden?
They fold. They every time there's pressure with the Los Angeles Dodgers, historically, they have folded like a lawn chair. And the only time they didn't do that was in the shortened COVID season. And so, which I find funny that the two championships that LA has gotten in the last couple of years, and you know, I guess you can include the Rams in that, but not really. Bubble championship for the Lakers, COVID year for the Dodgers. And as much as us in San Diego would have taken that championship if that was us holding up the hunk of metal, as the commissioner calls it, they haven't done well in the postseason because they can't play with pressure. And so if you got pressure on the Dodgers going into this series, I like my chances if I'm the San Diego Padres, put the pressure on them to have to go to Coors Field, which anything can happen, and have to beat the Rockies all three times, and let's see what happens. But you got to get that first step in beating LA tonight and get the champagne going in the dugout, and then think about popping champagne a second time this weekend.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just for the record, I think the Padres have been playing like they've been in the playoffs for a couple weeks now, maybe more than that, because they basically had to come out of the All-Star break and win, and that's what they did. Now, someone on the chat says, I am scared to see Ohtani in postseason form. Braden was talking to me in the break.
Ohtani never been in the postseason.
Reminded me he's never been in the postseason. So we don't even know what postseason form of Ohtani is, although it does scare me.
Maybe he can't handle the pressure either. Maybe he'll fail.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Guy's never played in a big game in his life. What are you talking about?
Hey, WBC,
baby. WBC, baby. That's true.
That's true. I was just being facetious. I do think it's just kind of a funny joke with that. But, I mean, look at last year, Mookie Betts, if I'm not mistaken, Mookie Betts didn't get a hit in the postseason last year. Or maybe he got one against Arizona.
Couldn't tell you.
It's different. You never know. And when pressure happens, it really it's a big impact in the postseason. And, you know, Padres got a lot of veterans on that team that know how to handle playing in the postseason. And that's what I think why I think they got a chance. I had a friend last night ask me, he said, realistically, not being the, you know, and he called me a biased radio guy working for the flagship, realistically, how far do you think the Padres can go? And to me, I actually thought about this when I was driving home from work 2 days after the trade deadline, thinking about the team that they had put together. And to be honest with you, I was like, this team is built to make a run. They're built to make a run. They have the bullpen. The big red flag was whether or not Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove, one, were going to come back, and two, if they did come back, if they would be at the form that they were before they left, and the answer was they are, and so that was a major boost. And then the other thing was with whether or not Xander Bogaerts was going to just continue to be on this, you know, downspin that he was on at the beginning part of the season, and he overcame it, and he's been a big contributing factor to the Padres in the second half. So when I look at this team, I honestly think, and I'm not blowing smoke and, you know, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid or being biased, they have a playoff caliber team that can go on a run. I like this team way more than I like the 2022 team. But that being said, I told my buddy, I said, hey, as dumb as this might sound, they are good enough to make the World Series and win a National League pennant. But with baseball being weird and they only getting three games in the wild card, if they have to play a wild card, they could easily be out by this time next week. And that's just how crazy baseball is. But if you stack up all the teams, I honestly think the Padres have probably the second best roster in the National League behind the Philadelphia Phillies.
just to back up what Braden was saying with some actual numbers, in 2023, Mookie Betts in the postseason was 0-for-11 with one walk. That's a 0.000 batting average, an 0.83 OBP, an 0.83 OPS. In 2022, Mookie Betts was 2-for-14, 1.43 batting average, 4.92 OPS. And last year, Freddie Freeman went 1-for-10 in the playoffs.
It's a different animal, man. I mean, we've seen the Dodgers for 10-plus years dominate the regular season and then run out of gas and then sit there on the field as the other team's celebrating, scratching their heads, going, how did we just lose to the Washington Nationals? How did we just lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks?
How did we just lose to the Padres?
100%. I mean, they have been the best team money can buy for the last decade, and they honestly have nothing to show for it.
That's very true. By the way, drinking the Kool-Aid is not the... I mean, it's what people say, but it was actually Flavor-Aid.
Flavor-Aid?
With the whole Jonestown thing. So I just wanted to clear that up, everybody. Kool-Aid just got sucked into it, and they didn't mean to. All right, when we get back, we have some audio from Fernando Tatis Jr. talking about Dodger Stadium. We still have Sammy Lev to go here on 97.3 The Fan. It's Gwynn and Chris filling in for... I'm Matt Scravey, filling in for Tony and Chris, and so is Braden Soprano, Adam Klug with us as well. Be back shortly with... Fernando's thoughts on Dodger Stadium next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A reminder to stay tuned for the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show with Sam Levitt next on 97.3 The Fan. Well, not next, but around 6:10. And Sammy Lev is going to join us here in about 15 minutes from Dodger Stadium to get us all caught up on everything that's happening up here. I like when Sam takes a picture from the top of the stadium because I know that he had to like huff it up there and he's probably in like the warmest clothes possible.
Not at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah,
you did. You enter at the top. And then it goes down.
Oh, I entered from
the press field up by level. The press box is at the top because you park up at the top part of Dodger Stadium, and then you walk in and you're in the top level, and then you can work your way down.
Interesting. I haven't been there in a long time, and I was also, yeah, anyway. We have some audio from L.A., and it's
and
going to be... And
YouTube.
Video, yes. If you want to watch us on YouTube, you can. Just search 97.3 The Fan when you go to YouTube. But Fernando Tatis Jr., last segment we told you how much he loves to hit at Dodger Stadium. But here is Fernando talking about this upcoming series against the Dodgers.
Exciting is it to have this type of important baseball come down the stretch here?
It's amazing, you know, playing this games, you know, just everybody paying attention, everybody knows how important they are. So, you know, everybody just rising to the occasion and trying to be in their best game.
How confident are you guys come down here in the final week as good baseball as you're playing right now?
We're definitely confident, but at the end of the day, everybody knows how hard this game is. So, you know, we're going to take our chances every day. We're going to take care of the day, and then we pay attention to the other things when it's time, but we definitely take care of business a day at a time.
Fernando, obviously this is a big series here. You've had a lot of big moments in this ballpark against this team. From that perspective, being here right now, what's your anticipation for this series?
It's big energy all the way around. You know, everybody knows how good a team we're facing, so but everybody knows how good we are. So, you know, we're just going to play really good IQ baseball out there.
All right, that was Fernando Tatis Jr. Look at Sam Levitt jumping in there and getting a question in, a really good question as well. Fernando may not sound like he's super excited, but if you see him on the field, he'll be excited. He loves hitting here. We've talked about it. But it just shows you that these guys are playing this like a playoff game, as we said last segment. So.
And playoff atmosphere. You're going to play two
big
playoff
energy,
teams.
I think, is what Fernando said.
Not the big kick. You're playing two teams that are going to be in the postseason. You're in playoff mode now.
Joe Musgrove, he also was asked about playing the Dodgers, and here's what he had to say to the media.
Joe, this is what September baseball is all about. How fun is it to have this kind of intensity right now?
Yeah, I think this is kind of right where we want to be right now. Really good teams facing each other on their home turf. Pretty good matchup for us going in with our rotation and what we've been playing lately. We feel good being here.
What are you looking forward to in terms of the intensity that's going to be here, the energy that's going to be here in this series?
Just the atmosphere is going to be intense. I know we'll get quite a few people making their way up from San Diego. This place will obviously have, you know, plenty of Dodger fans. So it's always a fun place to play, especially at the end of the year when, you know, you're playing for something a little more.
You guys have played well against the Dodgers all season long, and you're playing great baseball right now. How confident are you guys just here going down the final stretch?
Yeah, good. I mean, we got two tough teams to play over 6 days, and, you know, we're not downplaying it at all, but our confidence is pretty good. We've been, you know, playing really well. We've, you know, find ways to manufacture runs. We've gotten quality starts from our guys. Our bullpen's been doing their job. You know, bench guys coming out, getting the base when we need to get it. You know, our hitter's doing a job that needs to get done late in the game. We're just playing, you know, really smart, good team baseball. So we feel confident coming in here. We're going to give them everything we got.
That was Joe Musgrove up at Dodger Stadium. And it's kind of wild to think at where we started the year, where they were struggling. I said this a little bit yesterday, where they started the year, they would win three, and everybody was excited, and then they would lose three, and then they would win three, lose three.
When you're 50-50 at the end of 100 games?
Yeah, it was just a roller coaster that Mike Schilt didn't want to say the word roller coaster, but it was a roller coaster. And now they have found the next gear, and this is not, and I went over this yesterday, this is not the team that we know. This is a completely different team, and I feel like this team is ready to win.
I think so too. I think they're calm too, which is the best part. I mean,
yeah,
you don't want to
sure.
You don't want to get over locked in. I mean, there's been a lot of times in my experience with sports that when you got a loose group that's confident and calm, they're going to go out there and kick some ass. And when you got guys that might be a little bit too locked in, all of a sudden, you know, a little bit of stress starts to take over, you know, from the human element side. So they seem confident. They don't seem rattled. They're not messing around, but they're calm, cool, and collected. And it should be a good game tonight. And again, you win that first one, pop the champagne, you're in the postseason, and then you put the pressure on LA for the next two games to try to overcome that division. Again, it's going to be a tough task. Nobody's saying it's going to be easy, but a win tonight, Padres' chances to win the division jumps from 5% to 10%.
That's a pretty. There you go.
If they sweep the Dodgers, it jumps to 42%.
I would just. I mean, no, we all want them to win the division, but that would just be oh so sweet if they won the division. One of the things that you said right there was that they seem calm and loose, and a lot of the comments about the Manny Machado interview from last Friday was that Manny seemed very relaxed and he seemed like he was in a good place. So hey. Keep doing what you're doing, Padres, because you are putting yourself in a really good spot. This hour is brought to you by AleSmith 394 Pale Ale. AleSmith 394 Pale Ale, the official rally pint of the playoff push. Catch all the San Diego baseball action this week at the AleSmith Tasting Room in Miramar. Enjoy specials on 394 and more while you cheer on your team with fellow fans. Don't miss the excitement. When we get back, Sam Levitt up at Dodger Stadium. We're going to get his thoughts and ask him what the energy is like up there. So he joins us next, 97.3 The Fan. This is the final segment of today's show. Gwen and Chris, I'm Matt Scraby, Braden Suprenant here as well, and Adam Klug, as Tony would say, on the ones and twos. We are going to be talking to Sammy Levitt here just in 1 second. We need to go, actually, okay, I'm getting the, okay, are we going to traffic, Adam? Oh, it's not ready. Okay, I gotcha. Let's do the lineup real quick because we haven't done that in a little bit. Michael King pitching for the Padres. Luis Urias leading off, DHing. Fernando Tatis Jr. second, playing right field. Jerickson Profar playing left field, batting third. Manny Machado playing third, batting fourth. Jackson Merrill center field, batting fifth. Xander Bogaerts shortstop, batting sixth. Jake Cronenworth second base, batting seventh. Donovan Solano first base, batting eighth. Kyle Higashioka catching and batting ninth. Now, Adam is Sam ready to go. All right, let's go up to Dodger Stadium because our guy Sam Levitt is there. Sam, thank you so much for joining us. How is the energy there? Because Fernando, as you heard, said there was some big energy up there today.
Yeah, the energy is really good. I mean, nice crowd filing in. Padres are taking batting practice right now, but good energy inside the clubhouse earlier today. Certainly, I think it's no secret to these guys what this series means, the opportunity they have. At the same time, I think I get a real sense that none of these guys want to make it bigger than it already is, but obviously a great opportunity for this team. And look, from their perspective, I think it's keep doing what you've been doing, both in general and against this Dodger team. Padres have had a lot of success against the Dodgers this year. They're playing great baseball, so it's a big series. I think everybody here understands what's at stake, the opportunity the Padres have. But, you know, you take it a game at a time, and I very much think that's the way this group is thinking right now.
Yeah, I love the playoff energy up there, Sam. It seemed like the players were calm, cool, and collected, which you always like to see. But, you know, I mean, focus but also calmness. I mean, what was the aura down there in the Padres clubhouse?
Yeah, the same, really. I mean, I think these guys really don't want to treat it any differently than they've been treating games as of late or against the Dodgers earlier this year. Again, I think there's, you know, to this group right now, I'll say overall, and it's not just about this series, I think there is a real quiet confidence to this group, and I really feel it. I think you can really feel it when you're inside that clubhouse. It's been there for a while. There's just a quiet confidence and also, I would say, sort of a looseness to this group. I think this team understands who they are. I think they understand the opportunity in front of them. And I know all this stuff sounds cliche, but I think it's something that you could really feel building throughout the season. So, you know, to me, I think a lot of guys down there gave off the vibe today that, you know, they don't want to treat it any differently than the way they've been treating games, and they just want to go out and play the baseball they're capable of, which is most important. And if the Padres do that, then yeah, I think there's a legitimate chance to do something pretty special in this series if they play the baseball they've played the entire second half and the baseball this team is capable of playing.
Talking to Sam Levitt of the Padres pregame show. You can catch him on the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show here coming up at 6:10 p.m. from Dodger Stadium. And Sam, we have Michael King on the mound today for the Padres. You have Landon Knack on the mound for the Dodgers. Now, Michael King, we're very familiar with. What can you tell us about Landon Knack? Because I know he's a rookie. I know he doesn't have as much experience this year. But also, I remember the Padres kind of struggling with the newer pitchers. So
Yeah, Scraby, you know, that was a story last year, and maybe it was a storyline a little bit early this season. I don't feel like that's been nearly the storyline it was earlier in the year. Certainly in 2023, they tend to have a lot of trouble with guys that they never faced before. But as of late, it feels like the Padres, when they face, you know, starting pitchers that are vulnerable, they've, for the most part, been able to take advantage or at least get the guys out of the game to get into a bullpen. I mean, we saw that the other day with the rookie that was on the mound for the White Sox. They got him out of the game and then got to the bullpen. As far as Landon Knack in particular, he's a 27-year-old rookie. He's been up and down between the big leagues in AAA this season. Had a good start against the Marlins his last time out. The one before that in Atlanta was not very good. Gives up home runs. Doesn't give up a ton of hits, but gives up home runs. He's given up 48 hits in the major leagues this season. 12 of them have been home runs. So a quarter of the hits he's given up have been homers. The Padres haven't faced him this year. So that's something I asked Mike Schilts about before the game. We'll play that during the pregame show. But look, it's a talented right-hander, somebody that could be a part of the Dodger rotation moving forward. But he's been up and down between AAA. You know, here tonight, I think there's no doubt about it. Doesn't mean anything as far as, you know, on paper is one thing, is my point, but like on the field, how do I want to say this? I wrap myself into a pretzel.
It's okay.
Here.
This is my daily life.
This is what I mean to say. The pitching matchup today between Michael King and Landon Knack favors the Padres. There's no doubt on paper that's the truth. King has arguably been their best pitcher all year, and Knack is a guy, a rookie, who's had some good moments and some not-so-good moments, and a guy they've never seen before, and he's been up and down between AAA. So advantage Padres on paper. We'll see what happens. Michael King said, you know, tough starts against the Dodgers this year. He also was tremendous in his last start against the Dodgers, albeit a while ago. So going to be interesting on the pitching side of things here tonight.
Let's talk about an offensive side then, Sam. Obviously, a lot of stuff built into the pregame show. You don't want to tease too much of what you're watching for. But a pretty good lineup tonight for the San Diego Padres and kind of the structure. I would imagine this is something very close to what a playoff lineup would be like. What do you think is the big key offensively for the Padres today against Knack and you know, trying to jump on these guys early?
Yeah, I think number one, Manny's obviously really important. He went 0-for in the final two games of the series against the White Sox. In fact, he was 1-for-11 in that three-game series. And look, that's not to take anything away from Manny. He's been tremendous for a while now. But hey, Manny against the Dodgers this season has 5 home runs and 38 at-bats. He typically is very good against this team. He's been very impactful against the Dodgers this season. So getting him going again, not that, you know, one kind of cool series is taking him out of his hot stretch. But yeah, it kind of got overlooked because they won all three games. But he only went 1-for-11 with a single in that series against the White Sox. So getting him going again. And look, they got to do what they've been doing all year offensively. Put the ball in play, you know, string hits together again. This stuff sounds so cliche, but I think this Padres team has the talent right now, both on the pitching side and on the offensive side. Like, you know who they are, and you know what makes them go. Stringing hits together, they do hit the home run. They pitch really well out of the rotation. Their bullpen, for the most part, has been sensational since the trades for Scott and Adams. So back to your question, Braden, on the offensive side, I think Manny's a big part of it. But you're going to look, I think you're going to need moments in this series. Like, you're going to have some guys have some moments, just like, you know, they've done all year, whether it was Profar during the Mr. Relevant series earlier in the year here in L.A., or it was Merrill, you know, and Manny having the big moments back at home, or Rise with the walk-off single. Like, you're going to need guys to have moments offensively. I think that's a no-doubt part of this series.
Sam Levitt is up at Dodger Stadium right now, getting ready for his pregame show here in just a second. But I'm getting a lot of questions, Sam, about where you are, because on YouTube it looks like that you're in some sort of room where if you pushed a wall over, it would just all fall down.
You see the auxiliary press box down there.
Yeah, so,
I've been there
so
before.
Below the main radio booths and the press box and all the production stuff upstairs, they have on the loge level a number of really nice booths down here. So in fact, our great Spanish radio team, Spanish language radio team, we have right to my left here, so they're getting ready for the game. So I'm actually going to take my laptop, I'm going to spin it around, because
it
does not look very impressive when you look at it this way.
Nice,
but if you
the view is great.
Flip it this way.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Look at that.
Wow.
So it's actually a great spot. It really
you're behind
is.
Home plate for all those
who are not
watching.
It doesn't look awfully
on
impressive when you're looking at it this way because they're sort of just makeshift. Well, not makeshift, but they're you know, they kind of built it right here with wood, and it's really fun. But the view is great. I mean, it's a great view of the game. So,
no, the view is absolutely incredible.
The view is great.
I would imagine it's better than. I mean, that press box up there is tight. That press box was designed for smaller people up there, Sam. It's a very tight space up top in the press box. You can be on your get your own little booth down there. It's way better.
Yeah, and there's, you know, with Ohtani and Yamamoto, there's a ton of media here.
Oh,
you know, so much. I mean, it was like that when we were in L.A. earlier in the year. I think it's even maybe a little bit more so now. So, yeah, it's, I'm sure, a lot for everybody to handle up here, all the reporters, all the media, and figuring out, you know, spaces to put everybody. So, hey, I love this little booth I got down here. Very thankful to be here tonight.
Thank you so much for the Dodgers to put you up there. That's very nice of them.
It's a cramped space up top. But I want to know, I mean, I know it's still kind of early, though, and we kind of got the vibe check already, Sam. But, you know, the last couple of times I've been up to Dodger Stadium as a fan, as a media member, it's just been a little bit more and more and more brown and gold showing up at the ballpark, and I know it's very difficult for us to overcome what the Dodgers have been doing down at Petco Park a long period of time. But how many Padre fans made the trip up there at least early on? I know it's a late arriving crowd, got to battle the traffic on a Tuesday. What do we think?
It's a little hard to tell right now because it's still pretty, you know, sparsely occupied in the seats, but I see a Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey to my left. I see a couple of people down in the bowl. I see a couple of people down the right field line. They're scattered so far. I'll be interested to see what it looks like once this place is a little bit more full as we get towards first pitch. But I thought earlier in the year when they were here that there were a good amount of Padres fans here, and I'm sure there will be tonight. I mean, this is just a huge series and obviously really easy to get to relatively easy to get to. You got to sit in a lot of traffic if you're coming up right now. But, I bet there will be a lot of brown and gold in the stands here tonight, and already I see some. Yeah, I see some already here.
I see a lot of city. We'll have to get the full report on the post game show, Sam.
When
everybody's popping champagne for a Padres playoff clinch.
Oh, you hope so.
Did
yeah,
you bring you a poncho?
So. I'm a little nervous to say anything ahead of time. Look. Hold on one second. I'm reaching into my bag. Hold on a second, and I'm going to show everybody that's watching.
Please tell me
there's
Mickey Mouse
on my way here. On my way here, last night, I did buy.
He got
ponchos.
One. Hey, that's good though.
I did buy ponchos, and I will say this, and again, I want to make clear to everybody listening and watching. I'm not trying to jinx anything here, but you got to be prepared.
Oh, you got to be prepared.
You got to be prepared. Yeah. So, and I got an old pair of sneakers, too.
See, that's good, because I didn't wear in
2022. I mean, let's be honest. You got to be ready.
You do. I didn't wear a poncho in 2022, and my clothes were soaked. I got sprayed in the face with a bunch of champagne. It was still amazingly fun. But then I look over at Adam. He's got some, Great Britain poncho on. I'm like, where in the world did you get a Great Britain poncho? And I still don't know where he got it.
Jeff Sanders had an extra poncho, and he gave it to me.
Was it extra sweet because it was a Great Britain poncho?
Adam will never live down the extra sweet comment, but anyway, thank you so much, Sam, for joining us.
You got to be ready. I'm not trying to put any jinxes out there, but hey,
we all know
what's at stake. You got to be ready
before you go. Sam, what's the just for all the fans out there? I mean, there's a way for the Padres to clinch tonight without having to win, correct?
Yes, there is. Yes, so, and I read this morning, and I meant to try to confirm this. Yeah, I mean, this is what I'm reading from MLB here, was the Padres can clinch a playoff berth with a victory tonight, or with the Diamondbacks winning and the Mets winning tonight. Now, the Mets were losing early against the Braves, but look, you know, it goes back to what we've talked about now, I think, for a couple of weeks. Like, you know, look, Padres take care of their own business, and they're going to be fine, right? They're going to be totally fine in this thing and maybe have an opportunity to do something pretty special here, even in L.A. So, you know, it'd be kind of nice for the Padres to clinch it with a win and, you know, not have to do, champagne celebrations after a loss. Sometimes you got to do it.
Hey, we did it last time in 2022 when they were
playing
the White
Sox. Champagne flows.
It doesn't make it any less sweet to me. But
by the way,
Let's get there first. Let's get there first.
All right, let's let Sam go. He needs to get ready for his pregame show. Thank you, Sam. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, guys, you got it.
All right, Sam Levitt there at his little cubby in Dodger Stadium.
His little cubby.
It is nice, though. When he turned
it's
around,
a great view.
I think Adam's trying to fix the video. I guess I could do it, too. I don't know why I'm not doing that right now. I'll remove Sam. There he goes.
Nope, Sam's back. Nice guy.
If you want to see the view, you just need to go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan, and like go 3 hours and a half, three and a half hours into the show, and you'll be able to find it. I do remember it being extremely weird when the Padres clinched the playoffs in 2022 again, and they lost to the White Sox that day. I don't know if you were in there that day, right, Adam? I know you were in there for the Dodgers, but the actual clinching of the playoff, wasn't it kind of a weird feeling that everybody was celebrating, but they lost at the same time that day?
Yeah, it felt weird, but it, again, you know,
that's the worst.
It was a dampened celebration, but a celebration nonetheless.
Yeah, let's.
Oh yeah, it's still a celebration for sure. And everybody, it's a season long celebration. It's not like
that's,
what
I
happened.
Mean, and that's
day.
Why I know that the Padres have their eyes on the prize in terms of winning the division. But I still think they're going to celebrate, you know, clinching a playoff spot, even though there's more to accomplish. Hopefully later this week, they're still going to celebrate this because it is an accomplishment to clinch a playoff berth.
It's better to clinch on your own right, and not wait on teams to lose. So go out there and take care of business.
Brayden, I'm just saying there's been a conversation about whether or not you celebrate just clinching a playoff berth rather than clinching the division title or something like that. And I'm saying I think that if they are lucky enough to clinch a playoff berth, they'll celebrate. And then if they clinch the division, they'll celebrate
twice. 100%.
Awesome. Hey, the champagne companies are not going to go out of business here in the next couple weeks.
Braves up 5-0 on the Mets mid-6. Cubs up 10-2 on the Phillies top 8. Ooh. For all the fans out there that want to win 6 straight and potentially get the 1 seed. There you go.
We talked about the Twins
to that game
earlier today. They're losing 4-1 to the Marlins.
Yeah, we can get to the American League here in a second. Brewers over the Pirates 7-2. Not really much of an impact on the Padres in that one. And then the Giants and the Diamondbacks will play at 6:40. They should be starting. They should have just already started. They're starting in about an hour.
The game isn't for like another 7 hours, so yeah, that's going to be a problem for us. No, I'm just kidding. It's at 7:10. It just feels a little bit later than usual. It's a half hour later than we usually have with the Padres starting at 6:40. But reminder, stay tuned for Sammy Lev's EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show at 6:10 on 97.3 The Fan. Again, this team seems ready to get this done. I don't want this to hang over the head of the team for a little bit. I mean, you said it, they can still lose and clinch at the same time, but just get it out of the way. Do it tonight. Jump on this rookie pitcher, get some runs early, and then hold on the rest of the game with your bullpen.
Especially if you could jump on the Dodgers and make it a laugher in this game. You know, that really puts the pressure on LA for the next two games, and with every coming inning that you win and game that you win in this series, it puts more and more pressure on Los Angeles not to choke away the division that they've had a lead for such a long time, especially in the last kind of weekend of the year.
Let's talk about something we haven't talked about today, and it's baseball related. It's National League West related, but Charlie Blackmon has announced he is going to be retiring from baseball after this season. Now, for Padres fans, this is amazing news because Charlie Blackmon has just destroyed the Padres for a long, long time. But I think this is a big-ish deal because he's been a longtime player for the Rockies. We've watched him with that team forever. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer or anything like that, but I think it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. He's played for the Rockies for a long time. Obviously, I'm not gonna miss him as a Padres fan, but a good player nonetheless. And you know what? Maybe he'll walk off the Dodgers 3 days in a row over the weekend. We could build him a statue here.
Okay, he's like a Rockies Ring of Honor type guy, not a Hall 100%. Of Famer.
Yeah, yeah,
Rockies
yeah.
Rockies Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
type.
I did.
You retired Charlie Blackmon's number?
I know that. Yeah, I would say so.
Tell the Rockies story with that? Is he 19? I think.
Oh, he's 19. There you go. I think that he should definitely be a Ring of Honor guy with the Rockies.
100%.
Why not? He's been part
of that organization for so long.
You know what? One other thing that we haven't talked about yet and today, and I didn't talk about it yesterday, but CJ Abrams getting sent down by the Nationals. And
we were all joking on text because we had heard that he was sent down because he was at a casino all night and then he showed up for a game and he wasn't prepared for the game, all of that. And we were joking about it, like, oh, hey, we need a picture of him sitting at a slot machine with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Well, we got the next best thing. Which is him sitting at a roulette table looking very depressed. And I got to say, I'm a little concerned for C.J. Abrams. I think that this is very, from what we've seen, it seems out of character for him. And I don't want to see him go down a bad path, but this is not good. To be out all night at casino. You have maybe 10 days at this point when he's doing this until the season is over. You can't wait 10 days to go out all night in a casino? And there's the picture on Twitter right now, or on YouTube right now, of him looking down at the roulette table. Another side note. Roulette is not the game you want to play.
It's
if
like
you're
the worst
gambling
game to play.
I mean, you make a lot of money if you hit, but for the most part, you're losing all of your money all the time. Anyway, I think this is a big deal. The Nationals said that they sent him down to kind of teach him a lesson. The GM said, not on my watch are we going to be doing these things. And there's some pushback by people in the Washington, D.C. area thinking that this was not the right move. I personally think it was the right move.
I don't know the details of the situation, so can't comment.
Crisella.
I mean, I don't. I mean, you have to get all the details.
The details are right in front of us.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go down the path of whether or not he has a gambling problem.
No, that's
not
what I'm saying.
He looks depressed, and you were concerned about him.
I'm concerned.
Staying up all night at a casino. I mean, you're
okay. Let me take that back.
Kind of inferring on some things. So,
I do not think he has a gambling problem.
Once the details come out, I can make a better judgment. But is it a good look? No, absolutely not. It's not a good look. But there's a reason why, you know, I think there's a reason why the Padres, you know, and I've been told a couple of things about why they traded C.J. Abrams, because they had Jackson Merrill coming up. And obviously, from that perspective, I mean, what you can infer from the situation is priorities are not up to par with being a Major League Baseball player. Now, that him being out of the race and the Nationals being out, I don't know what's going on in his life to make him have to go out there and do that. I don't know what his relationship is with the organization, to send him down for it. I think there's more to this story than just going, he was at a casino, so we're sending him down. I mean, I think there's more to this situation than just he was gambling until 8 in the morning, which obviously is very concerning if you're the Washington Nationals, but I think there has to be more to this story.
But in Scraby's defense, I think it's fair to say he might have a decision-making problem, right?
Yes.
Without saying gambling problem or substance abuse, just decision-making.
Yeah, I'm
right?
not saying
an immaturity problem.
Immaturity, there we go. There's an immaturity problem, it seems like, and I want to see C.J. Abrams succeed in this league, and this is not the way that he's going to do that. All right, it is time to stop down and check our legal identification.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hey, this is Mike Schill.
Fernando at the wall. Leaps
oh!
up.
Oh, he made the catch.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3
The Fan. An Odyssey sports station.
I meant station identification, not legal identification.
Legal identification.
I just pulled out my driver's license to, you know, show everybody.
I didn't know 97.3 The Fan was old enough to drive yet.
It's not.
It's not old
actually. It's only 7 years old. It's only 7 years old. I think this comment is funny. Tap said maybe they got a bomb buffet at the casino. C.J. Abrams was hanging out there. So, all right, we're getting set to give you or pass you off to Sam Levitt here. He's up at Dodger Stadium. Pregame show starts at 6:10 p.m. The Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show. And let's finish with this, Braden, because we've done a lot of prepping for the game tonight. But we talked briefly about this at the beginning of the show. 6 games left in the season. The Pirates DFA'd Rowdy Tellez, who has been, you know, he had a contract reportedly that said that he would get $200,000 bonus at 425 plate appearances. His time with the Pirates ends at 421 plate appearances. They're not going to pay him out this bonus. I don't know what you could do about this. And Tony said it earlier that it's just going to hurt the Pirates in the long run because big-name free agents aren't going to sign there knowing that they don't have their best interest at heart. But something, the Pirates need to do something about this.
Breaking,
this is going to be bad news.
Breaking news, big-name free agents weren't going to sign with the Pirates anyways.
That's true.
How much money did you say he missed?
$200,000.
I mean, you know, it's... Yeah, you're letting a nickel hold up a dollar for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's literally what you're doing right here with this move. I mean, what's saving $200,000 going to do? Why cut him with six games left?
I don't know.
I mean, it's 200. We're talking about 200 grand right now.
I believe a couple years ago, or maybe more than a couple, the Yankees were in a situation where I think CC Sabathia was like a strikeout short of his incentive, and they paid him anyways, even though he didn't technically reach it. The Yankees,
that's what you do.
Take care of their guy and pay him. The Pirates DFA their guy.
It's the same thing as like AJ Preller avoiding arbitration with all his guys, right? I mean, it's just like it's a bad look. I don't know what you gain from this if you're the Pirates, aside from saving 200 grand. But if you're saving, like, what
you gain nothing from this.
Yeah, it's not.
Nothing.
There's no positive to this. It's like, hey, look, we saved the organization 200 grand. I mean, you could have done that just keeping him on the team and not playing him. I mean, I don't
seriously.
I don't know what the end goal is here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's obviously a bad look. But as Adam alluded to, I don't think a lot of big free agents are going to sign with the Pirates anyway because they had the same. They had a. It took forever to get Brian Reynolds signed, and he had, you know, he threatened, he's got
to
trade me, and, you know, we saw the rumors of the Padres and potentially trading, for Brian Reynolds. They got the Brian Hayes deal done, but I don't get it from the Pirates' perspective.
All right, that's it for today's Gwynn and Chris. I'm Matt Scraby. That's Braden Soprano, Adam Klug with us as well. We are going to send you up to Dodger Stadium. Sam Levitt is standing by to start his EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show. Padres can clinch a playoff spot tonight. We could be talking about a playoff team come tomorrow. Same deal tomorrow, by the way. It's going to be myself, Braden Soprano, Tony Gwynn Jr. to start the show, and Adam Klug as well. So have fun with the game tonight, everyone. We will be talking to you hopefully with a Padre or with a playoff team in tow tomorrow on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.